The Department of Home Affairs, previously known as the Immigration Department, is under controversy again. An internal report from the department shows two Australians were wrongfully detained and placed in an immigration detention centre. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
A report released in June last year under the Freedom of Information Act shows the Immigration Department detained two Australian citizens in 2016 and 2017. One of the citizens was born in Australia to New Zealand parents, and the other one was born in Papua before becoming Papua New Guinea. According to the report, they were detained under the suspicion of being an unlawful non-Australian citizens. Barrister and human rights advocate Julian Burnside says the department has a lot of power and it's concerning.
I'm horrified that Border Force officers can exercise such immense powers and ignore the protests of someone who says, well, look, I'm an Australian citizen. But they're accustomed to being able to push people around. They're accustomed to just telling people what's going to happen. And it's quite worrying. I don't think Australians should have let themselves get into a position where faceless public servants have got such enormous powers. Immigration detention is, for practical purposes, the only way in which a person who's committed no offence can be taken off the street and put in a jail.
The report also shows the officers are poorly trained and didn't have enough information to make decisions in these circumstances. The author of the report, Dr. Vivian Thumb, wrote, quote, "The officers interviewed seem to be performing their duties to the best of their abilities and in line with their understanding of departmental policy and priorities," end of quote. Part of the review was to interview 17 officers involved in these two cases. The report also shows some officers didn't receive any training in the last 12 months and didn't recall any citizenship training. Mr. Burnside says the Department of Home Affairs should be responsible for training the officers.
I don't know how problems like that happen. Vivian Thumb's report is critical of the fact that they appeared not to have proper training and they were prepared to ignore information that was inconsistent with the information that they were acting on. Now, you know, no human system is going to be perfect, but if you arm people with immense powers, then you've got a responsibility to make sure that the people exercising those powers are adequately trained.
One of the affected people was in jail for 100 days. Mr. Burnside says public servants shouldn't have this amount of power.
One of the people in an interview said that he was Australian-born, he'd been in Australia for his whole life, and that he has children in Australia that are Australian-born. Now, you'd think that might get people asking some questions. They might just want to double-check whether or not that person is correct. That guy remained in immigration detention for nearly 100 days. You know, that's outrageous. This is supposed to be a free country and a democracy, but if public servants can do that to you, well, then none of us is really safe.
The report also shows the Department of Home Affairs is double-checking their processes now.
Well, it ought to slow things down. At least they ought to try and double-check whether they're working on reliable information. But, you know, if you give people immense powers, then those powers get misused. And that's a simple fact of human life. And I think they really ought to do everything they can to make sure that there is some way of double-checking what they're doing.
Mr. Burnside says people who have been locked in a detention center without any criminal charge should look for compensation.
One way of making these people behave a bit better would be for the people who were locked up improperly to sue the department for false imprisonment, because I think that they would probably succeed. There's on any view of the facts, there was no legal basis for them to be locked up. To lock someone up for nearly 100 days without any justification at all, that's likely to result in a very significant award of damages. Now, there may be more to the facts than I am aware of, but if you lock up someone wrongly for 100 days, a court is likely to award very, very substantial damages.